It's showtime!
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
I like that. It's the Nick and Nan radio show live on TalkZone.com. And waiting to hear from our special guest, Laura Ketchledge, a paranormal activist, lives in one of the 13 scariest homes in the country. Yeah. Hear from her in just a little bit. As a matter of fact, we have another family story that we can relate to. See if I can find her number.
Sure. You mean about helping people?
Yeah, yeah.
To our subject?
Yeah.
Well, seems like on a daily basis we're helping. I'm very proud of one of our family members. She was in a life for about 11 years as an addict. She decided she didn't want to live that kind of life anymore. So she's been involved in a local program in, you know, I'd rather not say the names of things.
Don't say the
to
names.
To protect her identity. Yeah, but the place that she had been at, kudos to the person who decided to fund this place. It's for women addicts that have been incarcerated that need help in restarting their lives. So she's been there about how many months? It's been quite a while.
Four or five, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a long program. She's worked extremely hard. She's been going to class after class. Her schedule on a daily basis has been very rigorous. I remember the first few months she was there, she had little to none sleep. They're very hard on them, but for a very good reason. They want them to succeed when they get back into society. So about halfway through the program, her next step was to find a job. She found a job, so she's been working for the last few months. And the first obligation with that was to pay back the facility X amount of dollars for the things that they provided to her. And from what I just recently heard, she's paid them back. So what she's making now will go towards her freedom that she will attain in April. So she's socking away the money that she's making at her job so that when she gets out, she can secure a residence,
mm-hmm.
continue working her job, and yay, try to live a normal life.
Now, she's been writing us, keeping in touch.
Oh, yeah, she calls when she can. She writes often.
And she actually made a suggestion on where she could stay when she gets out.
Well, she asked for our help because it's very difficult for her to be in this facility, work 6 days a week, and try to find a place to live. Even though they do give a certain amount of help to them, mm-hmm. it's up to her to find a residence.
Right.
So she's having a hard time finding time to do that. She's heard of a few efficiencies that might be coming open. But anyway, she asked if she could stay here in the meanwhile, and of course we said yes.
Oh, yeah, we did. So we'll see what's going on. All righty. Guest author, Laura Ketchledge, is a self-described accidental psychic and author. She has written a number of books on hauntings, spirits, and ghosts, and is an inspiration to those sensitive who find themselves reluctant to come forward with their own accounts of psychic phenomenon and ghostly encounters. And on the phone line with us this morning is guest author, entrepreneur, screenwriter, and Laura Ketchledge. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just fantastic. Thank you for letting me be on your show today.
Hey. Good morning, Laura. We've been looking forward to it.
Cool.
Very, very neat. All right. Now, we don't believe in ghosts. We don't believe in things that bump in the night. Just going to say that off the top of our head because we never experienced it. But there are some people who have actually experienced it, like yourself. Now, how did you get involved in really deeply studying the paranormal?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, I was in your shoes. I am the last person that you would pick on the paranormal team in high school. Believe me, if it hadn't happened to me, you couldn't convince me. So I think healthy skepticism is an asset.
So you were skeptical.
Would you like to hear about how I stumbled upon this?
Yeah, I always do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I was 19 years old, I mean, I'm a horse lover, / masochist. I had an accident when I was 19 and falling off a horse on my face into a ditch at a very high rate of speed. I wasn't the most coordinated rider, and I still am not. I died. And then the people behind me that got off their horses resuscitated me. And in that time between life and death, I experienced what they call a near-death experience, when you leave your body and you're not and you're in a different realm. It was the most shocking, terrifying, upsetting thing that I could ever, ever imagine. And I didn't have this big religious epiphany. I was more like,
Did you actually see, did you actually see yourself lying there motionless?
I left my body, yes.
Wow. So
I was 19 years old. Nobody talked about these things unless, you know, you would equate somebody in the paranormal with that believes in UFOs. So I want to be very clear. The dog down the street is not sending me a message. I don't believe in aliens. And when you're, these 1-800, psychics that can read over the phone, I'm not a big fan. And I think most 95% of the paranormal is wishful thinkers.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I was doing some research on you, and I actually found a clip, an EVP clip, of a possible ghost in your house. Randy, can you play that clip real quick?
Are there any children here?
Now, was that actually the spirit saying, are there any children here?
Well, let me put it this way. We had a ghost investigation team at my house. And when we do that, we turn off all the electronic equipment, and they do readings to make sure that there's nothing on, nothing electrical interference. So Jeff Sanford, the Kentucky Spirit Seekers, who's a fantastic guy, very, very well respected, well renowned, he went and he stood in my bedroom, and he had a crowd around us. He said, are there any children here? And when he put it on his computer and went to a lower frequency, you could hear an audible male voice say, you have to look. Now, it's a very familiar voice to me because it resembles a family member that's deceased.
Okay, and this was coming from your house.
Yes, it's a Class A EVP. One of many. And we have video evidence and all kinds of other little interesting occurrences. Until I was on TV, I never had a ghost investigation in my house. I don't even watch those paranormal TV shows too often.
And I take it that Paranormal Activity isn't one of your favorite movies, right?
I'm pretty far-fetched.
Well, Laura, what I was wondering is what prompted you to have these folks come in to check your house out?
They found me. I didn't find them. You know, I always thought they were, you know, those kind of people were wackadoos. And then, that sounds terrible. Sorry, guys. I got to be honest. Man, I thought that those guys were, you know, one brick short of a load, you know.
Exactly.
But it was totally different. They found me. But what I wanted to preface this is, guys, because of all this paranormal activity that happened around me, you know, I had a dream about a story, and I started writing, which parlayed into three books. And since I'm dyslexic, nobody was more astonished than I. I didn't read or contact or have any outside input with the paranormal because I wanted my novels to be sincere and authentic and original.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote these novels, guys, and then I realized publishing was dead. This is about 3 years ago. Publishing is in a coma. You can't get an agent, and it's just brutal out there. So I realized, talking to some industry people, I had to invent myself. Would you like to hear that story?
Yes,
indeed. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, it's real quick. I decided, you know, I better come out of the closet. I'm not gay, but it's sort of the same thing when you're voicing the paranormal. I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to wave the freak flag, I'm going to wave it high and proud.
There you go.
So I wrote a very clever eBay ad mocking myself, telling, you know, that my house is haunted because it is, and putting it on eBay for an outrageous price. And then I contacted the local media anonymously and said, hey, there's some crazy lady saying her house is haunted and it's on eBay. And 3 days, NBC, CBS, and Fox came out.
Oh, wow.
And as a matter of fact, we do have a clip from the local Kentucky TV station, WKYT, uh-huh. when they interviewed you on about your house being haunted. Go ahead and roll that clip, Randy.
You hear a lot about haunted houses, but for many years, the owner of a Central Kentucky horse farm has insisted her property is haunted. And now she's receiving some national attention after her home made the list of top 10 scariest homes for sale.
It's only been on the market for about 3 weeks, but for a mere $129,000, this charming estate can be yours. The fully fenced farm sits on 5 pastoral acres with 2 quaint barns for your four-legged friends, and an 1,150 square foot furnished home. But that's just the beginning.
Go, sir, included with a house, but not guaranteed.
Owner Laura Ketchledge wants potential buyers to know exactly what a bargain they'll be getting.
In this tough economy, you have to list all your home's assets.
Ketchledge claims to have had 5 successful paranormal investigations within the last 2 years that documented mysterious beams of light, strange shadows, and floating orbs.
I've heard whispering. I have seen full-bodied apparitions that are clear.
Ketchledge insists these supernatural experiences have all been positive ones. And even though top10realestatedeals.com calls her farm one of the 2 scariest places in America for sale, she says she's not afraid to live there.
Some of the paranormal events, ghosts, what have you, I've known who they are. I've had communication. And I find it very comforting.
In fact, as a paranormal author, Ketchledge has been inspired by the farm enough to write 3 novels.
Now, are you still in that house, Laura?
Yeah, I'm sitting right in my office right now in the second scariest home in America.
Man,
I have a good time with this. Well, you know, if you can laugh at yourself and not make the paranormal your identity and have a normal life, because we're going to be dead forever, let's face it. So we might as live in the here and now.
I got an idea. Let's take a short break. We want to come back and talk to you. You're also a movie producer, and you got a movie that's out now.
And we're shooting right in my haunted house in 3 weeks.
Very cool. We're going to take a short little break, come back with our guest, paranormal psychic Laura.